You are exactly where you are supposed to be in this very moment. I am Maria, but it doesn't really matter what my name is. This show is about you. The purpose of this show is to remind people how much more they are than just their physical body. Strong body, strong soul, you have both of those things. I'm just here to remind you. Hello, you guys. I am so thrilled that you are here. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time and trusting me. I'm glad you pushed that play button. In this particular episode, I'm going to be talking about meditation. That's right. I'm going to be talking about meditation. I'm going to be sharing a little bit of the way I teach it, and I'm going to be talking about why I'm out here on the podcast platform. I'm going to be sharing some emotional thoughts with you. But before we start with the show, I just wanted to acknowledge that I have been slowing down out here. Life is hectic. The things that I'm sharing out here, I hope will resonate with you in some way. This is a tough time of year for me. Between the pandemic and my son graduating from high school, such an exciting time. But when my dad passed away a few years ago, in his last couple of days, he shared with me one of his biggest sadnesses in leaving this planet was that he was going to miss my son's graduation. He really loved Riley so much. And I miss him. Maybe you have people in your life that you are missing as well. Memories can sustain us, but they're not the same. But we go on. I want to let you know I'm so excited because I was just recently contacted by a Girl Scout troop. I worked with their troop a while ago. I'm a meditation teacher, just in case you didn't know. And you can find my offerings on the Insight Timer app if you feel like it. But before the pandemic, I would go around to people's homes, to different studios in my area, and do workshops, helping people to use their own voice to awaken and activate the energy that they have inside of them with their own vocal cords. I teach a chanting meditation, but in the last couple of years, I've also been studying a lot and getting certified in mindfulness training as well, which is a little bit more scientific based, but that's neither here nor there. One of my favorite things to do is to teach children. So if you check out the Strong Body, Strong Soul YouTube channel, there are some meditations there and some little mini classes there that I actually created during the pandemic with the help of my mom and my son. It's kind of fun to see us on the screen. But I'm going to be having a Girl Scout troop to my home in the backyard. We're going to be sitting around a fountain, and one of the things I'm going to be going through them for them is a mindfulness class. They can get a badge in mindfulness. Isn't that awesome? That's one of the reasons why Girl Scout trips are such a favorite thing of mine to do. But we're going to be talking about our connection with nature, with water, with fire, with the wind, with sound. But I thought right now I would share with you a little bit of audio from a class that I taught online virtually. I guess that means the same thing, but I'm going to share with you a little bit of a recording. Okay, so you can hear the way I teach, the way I speak about these matters. I'm talking in this particular little share about the throat chakra. And like I said, I appreciate you for being here, listening. Is part of that throat chakra energy, listening. The other day I was having a conversation with a woman. She has recently started meditating and she was commenting that she can hear her daughter in a different way. She's connected in a different way to her own child. Her daughter's 5 years old. As we all know, we can learn so much from younger kids in our lives. It's important to listen. So really working on that throat chakra energy, that communication center to say no when you're being bullied. Well, I won't go on. Here's the section for you guys. I hope you enjoy, and then I'll be back. Give you a little bit of information that might help shift your thinking just a tiny bit as it relates to the throat chakra. That is our communication center, right? We associate the color blue with the throat chakra. Depending on the kind of meditation that you are doing, there may be a sound associated with it. In the tradition that I teach, the sound we chant on the throat chakra is hung with an H, H-A-N-G. That's because that is the part of India that the meditation I teach comes from. So it's hung. And you hang on to the NG part of the word when you chant, by the way. So you can go ahead and find my instructional audio on Insight Timer if you want to know details of how to chant the entire Chakra Dhyana meditation that I teach. But I wanted to just let you know that there are a couple of different ways to think of the power of the throat chakra. It is absolutely our communication center. We speak through our vocal cords, right? We say yes to love and light, and we say no to bullying. We say no to being taken advantage of. We say no to putting out too much energy without getting it back. And my goodness, we also need to listen. The throat chakra is also about listening with our ears.
Putting out more energy than what we are getting back. We must replenish, you guys. As we all know, we've heard the saying, put your own oxygen mask on first in order to take care of the people around you that you love. Meditation can help you do that. It can help you get centered and balanced. And go ahead and find me on Facebook if you like. Meditation with Maria is my meditation-based private group. You can find me there. I'll put a link in the show notes here for you guys. But I also have a podcasting-related Facebook group. It's called Podcast Promotion Community. And yes, like I said, I'm slowing down a little bit with the pandemic and everybody in the house and such. It's not as easy for me to podcast as much as I used to. So if you are here for the first time, I want to welcome you. And if you've been hanging out for a while, you may have noticed I've been slowing down, but you can always go back into the archives and find other episodes. Why am I out here? Like I said at the beginning, it's to help remind people how much more they are than just their physical bodies. Once in a while, it can get discouraging, of course. But then, little miracles happen in my life. So I want to share one with you right now. Like I said, my son is graduating from high school soon. But a couple of years ago, I found this letter from him. And I want to share it with you guys right now. This, my friends, is why I'm out here. Okay, you guys, right when I feel discouraged, feel kind of out of control, feel like perhaps this social media stuff is sucking me in too much. Is it worth it? I open this envelope right now, you guys, and I have to read you this letter. I have to read you this letter right this very minute. This is from my 16-year-old son. Dear Mom, you are an amazing person and you have been working to make the world a better place. Your passion is so inspiring to me. and seeing you do something that makes you happy in such a positive, is such a positive addition to my life. You never cease teaching me, even when I don't listen. Your joy has let me unlock a side of me, of joy that I may not have felt except for watching you. Thank you, Mom. I love you. With love, Riley Humphreys. Thanks for listening. Wow, you guys. Seriously, Riley just came in the room. As I'm putting this episode together, he's 18 now. So amazing. I played it for him, that little snippet. Biggest smile on his face. So sweet. No, so manly. As he goes off to college. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. He's going to be going to Cal Poly SLO. That's San Luis Obispo. It's a couple of hours north of us. They have a great engineering program. But let's lighten the mood a little bit as we get to the tail end of this particular episode. I'm going to play you some messages. Letters like that from Riley, from my daughter. Calls from listeners out here really help sustain me as well. So from all over the world, there are listeners out there. And if you're on the Anchor platform, that's the hosting platform that I produce the show here on, you are able to message into the show. If you want to give me some words of encouragement, if you want to ask any questions or offer any insights, or let me know if what I'm talking about in any of the episodes out here, if any of the content resonates with you. So here's a little bit of Simon from across the pond.
Maria, often on here, I'm a similar person like you who is putting out positive and uplifting words and encouragement and things like that. And the thing with you is, with, I guess with people like us sometimes, it's where do we go to? Who do we listen to, kind of thing? And your segments sort of come from a similar place to me. And so it's great to be able to, for me to be able to go to somebody else and listen to somebody else and hear, you know, for me to be able to go and listen to somebody else rather than me continuing to do this, you know, the same kind of thing. And so I'm very thankful for your content and for your words and your positivity.
Oh, that's Simon. He is just so amazing. And here's another call. This one's from Pedro. His show is called My Stuttering Life. That's right. He's a podcaster with a stutter. Who cares? Modify. Get over yourself. Do things anyway, even if they are not the same as everybody else. Be your own unique self. I love Pedro's show. And I was just on his show. Go ahead and check out My Stuttering Life for many, many interviews. But I had the honor of being the only interview that he's done so far with somebody who doesn't have a stutter. We were talking about the benefits of meditation for centering, grounding, calming down, relieving anxiety for people that do have a stutter and beyond. I also, by the way, was on Patrick's show. He is at We Live on a Planet. He's a really great podcaster friend out here as well. Both Patrick and Pedro are in that Podcast Promotion Community Facebook group along with me. So if you guys want to go over there, you are welcome to. Podcasters, listeners of podcasts, potential interviewees, providers of services that might help podcasters, all are welcome. But here's a little bit of Pedro and I'll be right back.
Mama Maria, even if I said, why do I listen? Mama Maria, I gotta get some more of that podcast. I gotta get some more. Mama Maria, I really love your show. Why? Everybody needs to know. Mama Maria. This is Pedro. You know me, Pedro, from My Stuttering Life. Living my best life, hanging out with my buds, Maria, the guru. I mean, come on. It doesn't get any better than that. Have a great day. Peace.
This show is truly a labor of love. I hope you enjoyed stopping by today. I hope you know that you are able to download this episode or any other episode that you may be tuning into so that you can listen to them anytime. You can also share them with friends. Also, just a little reminder in case you didn't know, it is possible to leave a review on the Apple Podcast platform. I don't know who's supposed to hear my voice, but maybe your review will help bring the show to their attention and get more listeners. Thanks for being here. Keep coming back. I love you.